This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Derek Chauvin. French name. You'll remember that name along with George Floyd. He will be remembered probably like Darren Wilson, even though Darren Wilson is a good guy. Saved his life by killing Michael Brown Jr., a thug who tried to kill him. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Chauvin hurt cops for sure. No question about it. He hurt the law enforcement community. But he didn't burn a single minority business. That was all on Antifa and the leftists who they serve, the Black Lives Matter crew, and a host of others that start. By the way, Black Lives Matter started by a gay white guy, and it was started on a lie built around the Michael Brown Jr. situation. Hands up, don't shoot. A total lie. It's funny, when I was doing, we did an exhaustive report of the number of blacks killed, unarmed blacks killed by police. From 1999 going forward, we're going to publish it. And what we found is how many times the witnesses blatantly lied about what the cops did. You know what saved the cops? Cop cams. Witness, he had his foot on that man's neck, man. And they find out the cop never did, had him, you know, handcuffed and standing up. And the whole day, lie, lie, lie. Train the lie. It's unbelievable, folks. In the past few days, Twitter had allowed the following: a fake image of Donald Trump to go viral, a fake narrative that a 13-year-old was shot by NYPD to go viral, a fake image comparing Donald Trump to Hitler to go viral, and they wanted to fact check Trump on voter fraud. That's the kind of stuff you're putting up with. That's the kind of stuff that you're having to deal with. And I'm going to tell you, if you get it into your head, you're going to have to fight fair. You're out of your mind. That's why when they go, don't anybody bring up George Floyd's real history, his criminal history. You know why people look at your criminal history? Why do they ask you that question on a job application? Or why, when people ask you about your friendships, you want to know, why do girls, and many times, if they're smart, they do background checks on guys they date now? Why? Because they want to know, what kind of character do you have? There was a guy, let me give you an interesting story. So, Philando Castile, you remember he got killed? Philando Castile got killed because he had a concealed weapons license, and the cop pulls up on a car. He said that Philando Castile and his girlfriend fit the subscription of a cop couple that had done a robbery. So he pulls him over, and he tells Philando Castile, don't reach for the weapon. Philando Castile's like, I gotta conceal and carry. Let me reach for this. And the cop's going, don't reach. And he reaches, and he shoots him. And he kills him dead. As it turns out, Philando Castile did have a license to carry a weapon. He had gotten a legal license. And here's the other thing. The only thing Philando Castile had in his record, I just wanted you to understand it, but we know what we're talking about, was traffic violations. He wasn't a rapist. He wasn't a murderer. He wasn't an armed robber. He had traffic violations. And he had a legal gun. And he did something really stupid. I don't know who trained this guy. When you got your license, if you've gone through any kind of testing, you do not reach for any reason, particularly once a police officer says, don't. And he, by the way, he did the right thing. He says, I have a weapon. He told him. And the cop ended up not getting indicted, but Philando Castile, his estate, got money, and so did his girlfriend, and rightfully so. He did the wrong things, but it turned out to be tragic, and he got paid. But I want you to understand that there are circumstances where some of these people were not bad folks. And when you look up, when you hear it on the surface and you're so used to the Michael Browns, oh, he was a gentle giant. No, he wasn't. He was a thug. And you hear about, you know, I forget the guy's name in Minnesota, who was beating his girlfriend when the cops were called. Then he tried to steal the cops' weapon and he gets shot. And everybody wants to protest. There's so many of those in almost all of these stories that you just get, you know, you're like, oh, another one. And then you find out, wait a minute, nope, that one was legit. There are some legit ones, and I'm going to I'm going to publish the ones that are totally legit. No question asked. And I'm going to publish the ones where the cops got, you know, where justice was served. Just so people can know. But the point is, you got all this rioting and looting and all these other things, and these people do not care. They don't care about facts, and they don't want you to know the perp's record. I told you Philando Castile's record. He did something stupid, no question, but he wasn't a bad guy. He had traffic. He had 51 different traffic violations. That's a lot. I mean, I don't know whether he'd taken care of them or whatever. But how many traffic violations and stuff have I had? I've had, I don't know, dozens. You know, at least a dozen in my driving career. But I'm not a bad guy. But I'll tell you this, if a cop says don't reach, I'm not reaching. But let me tell you who are bad people. These organizers of these marches and what have you. They got allies in corporate media. They got allies in government. In these Democrat indoctrination centers, these urban indoctrination centers, and they claim that these lethal riots are based on this killing of George Floyd. But let me tell you, the data that we have found, it just doesn't jive. As I've told many people, more whites are killed than blacks every year, and based on the amount of potential contact and criminality in the black community, it isn't even close. Statistically, to what, you know, blacks, 371 blacks were killed by the police, whatever, last year. 236 blacks killed by the police last year. And of the whites, 20 of them were unarmed that were killed by police. Of the blacks, somewhere between 9 and 15 were unarmed, depending upon the definition. But get this. Let's just use the highest number, 15. Of that number, using that, there are 17 people who have been killed because of nationwide riots, looting, savage beatings, and gunfire all over the country. St. Louis, I mean, I showed you guys, if you guys were pay attention to my blog, our website, I showed you a shootout in St. Louis that would just, it's mind-blowing. Antifa, Black Lives Matter, marching. And they're beating people now. People are dying. More people than this. And don't even get me started about the number of blacks who are killed every single day that will never get anybody's notice. It's pathetic. These people should be jailed. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh, man, to be a conservative in America today, there's so much great news for us. Great news for conservatives and conservatism. We have an absolute warrior as our president, and he is fighting the good fight for us every single day. But you know what's bad? There's a ton of bad stuff. What's bad is that he has to fight the good fight every single day. We move from one atrocity to the next, folks, with lightning speed. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. 844-551-8255 if you want to ring me up. Get a hold of me. I'd love to get your opinion on different things. Atrocity after atrocity happening in this country. Nothing of our causing. Nothing of our doing. We are not complicit in any way. We are cleaner than a preacher's sheets. But it must seem like it never ends, the insanity, folks. In the Democrat-led cities, you can burn churches. But if you go to church, Democrats will take down your license plate and put you on a list of subversives. They will then try to go after you for not social distancing or breaking some kind of a rule. I'm talking about people, if you're a church-going person, the likelihood of you being part of of any criminal activity diminishes exponentially. You can loot stores, but Democrats demand you close your store, put curfews on your store for the law-abiding citizens that you would be to have that business and the people who want to be part of your store, who want to partake of your business. But you can destroy said businesses. You don't have to do anything. They'll let you go if you destroy them. But don't you dare try to make a living during lockdown, or Democrats will fine you or they will arrest you. But if you want to burn it down, it's okay. Just want you to understand how things work. Meanwhile, folks, the real criminals are either released or not arrested at all. We talk about vandalizing churches. You know, Trump took that photo op last week in front of the church, and he was holding his Bible. They couldn't stand that, and of course Trump knew it. He knew that would trigger him. But did you hear of any mosque being vandalized or burned? Yeah. It's a crazy world we live in, folks. I look at all the destruction caused by leftists, and I wonder, who elected their leaders? Who would condone such anarchy and such vileness? And no matter how much logic and reasoning that plays out for the left, they never understand. You cannot logic or reason with them. You're getting between them and their money when you try. That's the reason why you can't. If you ever wonder why, it has nothing. You could go and talk to your blue in the face going, listen, we really sympathize with the death of George Brown. We sympathize with the death of all the people killed by police officers. But the minute you say but, first of all, you don't even have to say but. If you're white and you sympathize with it, they go, yeah, it's because of you, honky, and you don't know what you do, and you over there and you oppressing the black man, and you could be right. You could be down for the cause. And they're still going to get after you. Yep. Who would destroy businesses or neighborhoods over a single injustice? I mean, how vile does it have to be before you go, you know, before white people go, we're going to burn it down. You know, let me tell you how it has to be. It has to be a complete affront to the entirety of the nation. The thing that started this nation and made people go, we've had enough, England. You no longer control us. And you know what we're doing? You know what we did in effect? I know the Tea Party movement is dead. And I've even killed teapartycommunity.org because I'm sick of people not participating. And I'm disgusted. I'm not angry. I'm disgusted with the conservative movement. A lot of talk. See, our team is a team of action. We want to get to work. But anyway, so that, you know, the Tea Party people, there is no single thing that would make us want to revolt in the streets and start killing people the way that the left does. But what we will do is we'll go to the polls and we will vote you out. And we've done that multiple times and we're not done. But there's no single incident, save something happening to President Trump, that would probably be the catalyst. That would do it. But outside of that, you tell me, Kevin, you know, so-and-so, the great Rush Limbaugh, you know, was killed. And I'd say, man, I would be outraged. But I wouldn't be burning down cities and all that. Larry Elder posted this. Freddie Gray, 2015. POTUS, black. USAG, black. Baltimore mayor, black. City council, mostly black. Head of the police department, black. State attorney, black. 3 of 6 cops charged, black. Judge who 2 times made them not guilty, black. Number 1 in murders per capita. And he called it institutional racism, ? I could go into much, much more detail around all these different folks that have been killed, blacks, etc. It would blow your mind, and it will, because we have a pretty definitive document that I'm going to be putting out. Yep. But they want to defund the police. Understand, folks, that minorities call the cops 7 times more than whites. We are 13% of the population, and we call the cops 7 times more than whites. I want to repeat that for you very weak, backboned conservatives who don't know how to give statistics and argue with these idiots on the other side of this stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, lots of stuff going on, but let me say, when we get a moment of respite, we ask ourselves, is this just the calm before the storm? I mean, all this marching and looting and killing and all of it seems like it's just continually happening. Haruki Murakami in Kafka on the Shore said this, and once the storm is over, you won't remember how you made it through. How you managed to survive. You won't even be sure whether the storm is really over. But one thing is certain. When you come out of the storm, you won't be the same person who walked in. That's what the storm is all about. So I'm suggesting to leftists that it's the storm before the storm for them. This boiling cauldron is going to tip, but the molten hot steam that's going to get poured on the Democrats is going to spill on all of them. Not some of them. It's not going to be selective. It's going to completely obliterate them. I go back to asking him this question because I'm now segueing into all of the things that we're still going to be working on that you probably forgot because you're worried, you're concerned about all these marches and this George Floyd death, and you're questioning your own, well, I don't know, Kevin, I mean, I feel this way and I've got conflict and all this. I get it. But let me tell you something. The storm before the storm is brewing for leftists, and they cannot get away from it. Whether it's the economy they got to face or John Durham.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senators are looking into fraud and exploitation that is linked to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham opening a hearing, noting that senior citizens are especially vulnerable.
Fraud related to the CARES Act, scams out there against seniors selling masks that don't work.
A third and final memorial service is going on in Houston for George Floyd. Floyd will be laid to rest in Houston. The owner of a Minneapolis-based manufacturing plant is deciding to move his company after rioters burned down his business. Chris Weibrock, the president and owner of Seven Sigma, says he can't trust public officials who allowed his plant to burn down during the George Floyd riots. Weibrock telling the Minneapolis Star Tribune, "They don't care about my business. They didn't protect our people. We're all on our own." You're listening to USA Radio News. Primaries are continuing across the United States as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Polls are open today for Georgia's primary election. It's been postponed twice due to concerns over the coronavirus pandemic. A record number of voters for a primary have already cast ballots, with most being mail-in absentee ballots. Polling locations statewide are open until 7 p.m. local time.
President Trump is itching to get back on the campaign trail, and RNC committee chairman Ronna McDaniel says the president will resume full rallies soon.
People want to get out and rally. They want to get out and start campaigning and being part of this election for this president, and the enthusiasm for him is through the roof.
President Trump has not held a rally since early March because of the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. McDaniel also telling Fox and Friends that precautions are being planned, including temperature checks for rally attendees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Death, bleeding. I think everyone you're going to see is walking around cut up. But they're out there again tonight. They're out there giving their blood to keep the city safe.
You mentioned you have over 650 arrests. How many of these people will be on the streets today again?
Just about all of them.
All of them.
We had some arrests in Brooklyn where they had guns. Hopefully, Eric Gonzalez will keep them in. I can't guarantee that'll happen. But when it comes to a burglary, which is a commercial store, which is looting, you're back out. Because of bail reform, you're back out on the street the next day. You cannot be held on any sort of bail. I spoke to Cy Vance about that. He told me there was nothing he could do.
Seems to be pretty outraged about Cuomo's comments.
I'm extremely outraged on Cuomo's comments.
What comments?
I'm watching my men and women out there dealing with stuff that no cop could ever have to deal with. Bricks, bottles, rocks, hit in the face with bottles and continuing to go forward to make an arrest of a violent kid who's looting a store. This is happening throughout this city. This men and women have done so much over these last 5 days. The leadership team has done so much because leadership from every angle of this department is out on the streets working side by side with their men. And for a governor to be sitting in his office saying that we're not doing a good job, I'm outraged.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's Kevin Jackson Show. Do you believe that anarchy will win over common sense and sanity? Because I don't believe we will allow that to happen. I'm glad you're with me. I've titled this segment, The Storm Before the Storm. Police under attack. I may do an entire show on this stuff, but I'm certainly going to talk about the cops shootings of blacks and all the lies that are being told about this. And I alluded to it in a previous segment in this show. But it is the storm before the storm. By the way, Joe Biden's in hiding. Let me ask you a question about old Joe Biden. Do you think Joe Biden is getting better? Do you think that he's healing physically, that his mental capacity is getting increasing, that his dementia is getting better and he's going to be able to handle Donald Trump? Or do you think that Joe Biden is intentionally in hiding? Because I think I know the answer. Joe Biden is hiding out and he needs to hide out. I can't wait for Joe Biden to be front and center so the nation can see what this is about. Because see, the nation, Joe Biden really speaks to exactly what's going on with the Democrats in general. He is a great metaphor. They're demented. And you know what happens when you're demented? You don't realize it. You don't know it. You don't know you're repeating yourself. What are we doing right now? We're repeating patterns that we've been repeating for decades. And it's been solved. Racism in this country is practically non-existent. I mean, in the bigger picture, it's non-existent. Do you know how racism gets perpetuated and continues? Because leftists love to talk about it. Morgan Freeman did an interview with Don Lemon, and he says, Don Lemon's like, you know, I feel like I'm always having to talk about race. And Morgan Freeman says, no, you don't. You choose to do it. You choose to talk about race. Denzel Washington did an interview about race and the system of injustice. And he says, hey, it's a real simple system. He goes, father, stay with your kids and explain to them that before you're ever going to get into the system, you need to learn some things. He goes, it's very simple. By the time you, quote, get into the system is structured to do what it does. You don't ever have to get into the system. People, I tell you, they always ask me all the time, Kevin, what would happen if your four sons had been encountered by this? I go, they would be alive. They'd be at home or studying to go to college or with their families. I can tell you exactly how things are going to go for my kids because they've been trained. When a cop says to do something, you stop. Why? Because that person is in a high-charged occupation. I am a dream. Cops love me. They don't love me enough to let me reach for stuff. I'm not stupid. Cops adore. Man, when I was in Cleveland during the convention, and I couldn't even go to a street corner where our cops going, dude, oh my gosh, man, you are the man, and this, that. But let me tell you, if there's a suspicious circumstance and they got a bolo and it looks like me, I don't care who I am. You know what I better do? I better act like I don't know a single thing about police. I better just do exactly as they say. That's how you stay alive. You don't act ignorant. Anyway, it's the storm before the storm, folks. Democrats are going to test your sensibilities, and they're going to test your patience. Democrats want to wear you out. And normally they would. Normally they would absolutely wear. You would be so beat down. You'd be like, man, I'm going to go march for Black Lives Matter tomorrow because I feel so bad. That's how you would feel. They would demoralize you. Did you see the thing, the black cop, they said, you need to kneel down with us. And he says, I kneel for God. That is it. Congratulations to that brother. I kneel only to God. Now you got, they were going to take out this Corwin deep equity thing in education here in Arizona. Now you know what they're doing? We need social justice back into the school system. So the death of George Floyd has now rekindled the call for teaching of social justice in schools. Colleges, universities, K-12 are now going, see, this is why we must have these programs. Billions and billions of dollars they want spent on social justice. All being unspun because of the death of George Floyd. They test your sensibilities. They keep checking the fence. Is it still electric? They throw something against it. Oh, it's still electric. But as soon as we turn the electricity off, and the next thing you know is 239 companies are out there going, we want to give the social justice. So 239 of America's largest corporations are now virtue signaling. We're down with you, brothers and sisters. Academia is planning on dumbing down black kids, giving them reasons that they can fail. The system's against you, so you can fail. And you know what these black kids are going to do? They're going to go out in life, and they're going to do exactly what the school system told them. They're going to fail. And then they're going to get militant. They got to blame somebody for the failure. Do you think they're going to blame that system of institutional racism? You think they're going to blame academia for what's happening to them? Or do you think they're going to blame Donald Trump? It's Donald Trump's fault. I ain't getting what I want, man, because these rich white Republicans, these rich white folks, rich white people, rich, these conservatives, they are telling you right now, you are stupid. Who was it that said, if you're voting for Trump, I think it was Madonna. Oh, Hillary Clinton is talking smack about you deplorables. Still. How dare you vote for Donald Trump, blah, blah, blah. And here's what's funny. They present it as though they are the majority. I just saw Donald Trump pushing back on a poll. CNN said Joe Biden is leading him by 14%. They're relying on this. They think, they're like, oh, black folks are, whoo, they're going to be so mad. Oh, boy, y'all just don't know. We got these black people stirred up. We know how to get them stirred up. Trust me, folks. Most black people know exactly what's going on here. We're being used. That's why there's a poll out right now. I don't have it in front of me, but 40% of people, black folks, are going, we like the direction of Donald Trump. They like their portfolios. They like that they're going back to work. I mean, they have, yeah, you want to talk about trying to get their pound of flesh out of anything that's out there. That's what's going on right now. So, you're being tested. Yeah, normally they would be wearing you out. You would tire of all of it, and you need to take that much needed breath. But you know what? You have been training. They didn't realize when they put you up in the mountain in exile that low oxygen made you stronger. Now you're deep breaths. You fill your lungs and you're ready to go. And you got a guy that's going to fight for you. And look, I know you may feel like, oh my gosh, man, this is a lot of stuff. But you're still hanging in there. You are. Because of your president. You have the resolve to keep fighting. The warrior inside of him is being represented in you. You now see him as you personified as a warrior, and you're willing to go to battle. Good for you. The idea, folks, around George Floyd's death is meant to test you, and some of you waver a bit. I get your messages. Yeah. But I also sense the fight that lingers in you from your messages. You remain cautiously optimistic. But George Floyd does make you take pause. Are we right to see the police as the good guys? George Floyd, folks, was a bad man. And a bad cop took him out. But that's not your fault. Don't believe
this is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat. Hamilton the Pug. And Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
The storm before the storm. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. We're talking about the Democrats think that this is going to help them. All this stuff is going to help them. And it may seem like a temporary help to them. They may feel like they're getting a boost. You may even feel like they're winning. They're getting a boost. Trust me, folks, they are not going to win. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. 844-551-8255. Joe Biden's in hiding. That rhymes, and there's a reason why Joe Biden's in hiding, because Joe Biden's got a lot of questions to answer for, a lot of things he's going to have to answer for. The black vote is suppressed because of him. Black people are upset. Don't believe the hype. Minneapolis wants to disband its police department. Really? Yeah. They want to disband their police department. Here's what this girl said about it, and here's what Allison Camerota asked her.
We have a state action against our police department, which gives us legal mechanisms in the very short term. You know, there are lessons from all over the country, all over the world that we're looking to, to take immediate steps while we work toward building the systems that we would need to imagine that future.
Do you understand that the word dismantle or police free also makes some people nervous? For instance, what if in the middle of the night my home is broken into? Who do I call?
Yes, I mean, I hear that loud and clear from a lot of my neighbors. And I know, and myself too, and I know that that comes from a place of privilege, because for those of us for whom the system is working, I think we need to step back and imagine what it would feel like to already live in that reality, where calling the police may mean more harm is done.
Calling the police may mean more harm, which I told you guys earlier in the broadcast, black people call the police 7 times more often than white people. We sure want a lot of harm to be brought to us if that's the case. What I'm playing for you there, folks, is the left are scaring the living daylights out of their constituents. See, disbanding the police, disbanding ICE, allowing anarchy to be all over the country. If you believe that the majority of Americans are down for that, you are losing your mind. You are as demented as Captain Demento Joe Biden. People are scared to death of the people like that woman right there. I want you to hear her talk and tell me she understands what's happening in the black community.
Well, what people don't understand is that, well, if that comes from a place of privilege, that you want to be able to call the police and have them come to your neighborhood, but many people don't. Black people do not feel as if the calling the police is privilege and that it is going to help them. They're afraid.
That's a lie. That's a flat-out lie. You know who's afraid of the police coming into the neighborhoods? Criminals. That's who's afraid. Black folks want cop. When I want a cop, I want him in me. I wish I could carry one with me. They're called bodyguards. And because we can't all afford them, we have to share in them. You get what I'm saying? It's like, if you can't afford to buy your own personal jet, they have these services out there where you can have a luxury jet. It's like ExecuJet. But for the rest of us, we don't own a plane. You know what we do? We rent them from time to time from the airlines. When we go online and buy that ticket, you're renting a piece of a plane that's yours for that bit of time. That's the difference. But for the rich people, they get them all the time. They got their security forces. This chick is losing her mind. That comes from a place of privilege, you wanting to be able to get your rent-a-cop when your time comes? What does she think they're going to do in the hood? We're all going to have security? Let me tell you what we're all going to have for security in the black neighborhoods. We're going to be carrying illegal firearms. And that means we get to catch a case. And that means the level of criminality. Look, don't misunderstand me. I know guns save lives. And they will save some black lives too. But when you have a bunch of people, a bunch of kids that have been raised without parents, particularly without fathers, and they're running around with firearms, and they're running around angry like I was as a kid, not understanding that one little action, one thing with 6 pounds of pressure or 3 pounds of trigger pressure, whatever it is for your weapon, is enough to land you in prison and to change your life forever. You really? I'm telling you. These people are losing their minds. They are, I mean, not that Donald Trump needs it, but the Ann Coulter's like, look, you know, as Donald Trump was trying to lose the election, here they go handing it back to him when Minneapolis said, we are going to disband our police. Don't think every city, every person around the country isn't looking at this saying, what are these people thinking? Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to, and I always tell you what I'm thinking. I told you George Floyd was not a good guy. I'm not saying that he deserves to die, but should we be building a shrine for him? Should we be changing policy over George Floyd? Are you kidding? George Floyd and the people around him knew that George was eventually going to get himself killed. Killed or in prison. We all talk about it. We all know somebody about it. Denzel Washington was talking about this. He said, He goes, me and two other, I and two other guys grew up together. And he says, one of them is doing 18 to 25 for a crime. Another's doing 25 to life. He says, I'm not. He says, you want to know the difference between me and the other two? I had a father who cared, who kept me on the straight and narrow. That's the difference. But you want to know the real meaning behind these riots? There's a lady, her name is Laura Logan, and she spoke on it. Do we have that clip?
Laura, let me ask you about specifically with regards to Antifa, your reporting on that. I've covered them. I've been speaking to them in the last few days because I covered them during the inauguration. And their viewpoint, at least here in Washington, is that what they've done so far in terms of tactics has not worked. So they are participating in these protests and escalating their tactics. What can you tell us about what we may see in the coming days at these protests?
So, you know, that seems somewhat misguided to me, because it's not that their tactics are not working. Go back to the literature of these organizations that you can find online. They've been planning this not just for a few months, but for decades. And this is sort of the culmination. It's almost like the Super Bowl of their efforts. They're giving up so much of their operational secrecy by exposing themselves to the degree to which they're exposed. You know, you can see them in their black. You can see them with the backpack on. If you take freeze frames of them, you can see the earpieces they have in their ears. And you know law enforcement is doing this kind of thing, right? So if you think about how they're exposing themselves, that's an extraordinary capacity to give up, that level of secrecy. And yet they're doing it because they're being incredibly successful. What are their objectives? Divide the military and the police. Make the public choose a side. Well, that's happening quite significantly in some ways, right? Now we're talking about defund the police. That's one of their big objectives, is to abolish the police. And if you look at their agenda as it's laid out, step by step, they're closer than they've ever been to reaching their goal. And some of the things that you can expect to see is they're trying to push the president and this administration to go beyond their constitutional authority. The ultimate goal, one of the goals in using racism and using hatred to fuel this, is to erase the Constitution. So if you look at the 1619 project that was carried out by the New York Times, and things like Blackout Tuesday, which is about, you know, having a commercial blackout on Tuesdays once a week to disrupt the working week. What are all these things designed to do? They're designed to get you one step closer to a Marxist state, which has no borders, which has no police force, which has no law to enforce. And by the way, in which we're all oppressors. We're not defined by race for them. If you're a black person and you own a business, you're an oppressor. If you're a black person and you have a house and you have renters, you're an oppressor. If you're a black policeman, you're an oppressor. Because just look at Minneapolis, where you have the police chief is black. The state attorney general is black, right? I mean, this isn't about a black-white thing for them. They just put that forward. And as long as you're focusing on that, you'll never really pay attention to what's happening over here. You'll never really come up with a solution. And that's what they want. They want everybody to focus on the race issue because they know how divisive that is, and it helps them.
Very sage young woman, Laura Logan. I'd never heard of her, but I agree with her wholeheartedly. She called it the Super Bowl of their efforts, giving up operational secrets. They wear earpieces. Law enforcement sees all this, and yet, you know, finally Donald Trump says we're going to declare them what they are, a terrorist group. But the leftists, folks, support this. They give you excuses for rioting and looting as if Americans deserve this because of the bad decisions of a few officers. They condemn them all and condemn those who hold sacred the belief in law and order. Insanity cannot go unchallenged, folks, or it will look like the norm.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.